Internally, the prison system in the United States is growing at a tremendous rate. What is your response to that? Do you think this is inherent in capitalism, or are there local reasons within the United States for that?
I don't think it's inherent in capitalism. I think that this is certainly not true of the capitalist countries in Europe, which are all capitalist, and it's not true. It's part of a problem that the left in this country has not been able to deal with. We have tended to be elitist. We have tended to use a language that did not communicate with the mass of people. We have dodged issues such as crime. Crime is a legitimate concern for everyone. Everyone wants to be able to walk the streets safely. And we let the right take charge of that. The prison population here is now 2 million, the largest in the world. And we have a prison industrial complex, which is now selling prison goods on the free market in competition with trade union labor. I think one of the first things we should do is to recognize one reason we have 2 million people in prison is because of the drug war, and we should end the drug war. Some of the drugs that we're fighting are not really dangerous. Marijuana is less harmful than tobacco or alcohol. And the idea of having a ban on one drug and allowing the two others to be legally traded is a mistake. The other is that even a drug such as heroin, which I think is not as physically harmful as people think, but it's a sad thing to see someone addicted to heroin because their life revolves then entirely around heroin. Nonetheless, if you're a heroin addict, you should go to the doctor and get a prescription. You should not have to go sell your body on the street or engage in theft in order to get the money to buy from the mafia. So people in this country say the British system hasn't worked, but I think the British system is much better than the American system. I think the system in Scandinavia is better than ours. I think the system in Switzerland is better than ours. Not perfect. Drugs are a serious problem. But why don't we start asking why people take drugs in this society? What is it that drives people to seek an escape? And get over some of the puritanical feeling we have, like it's okay to get drunk, but it's not okay to light a joint. That's part of it. The other part of it is to shift the emphasis on the prison situation from punishment to actually trying to find a way to bring people back into the society. All that prison does now, and I think almost any criminologist would agree with me, is to take a young criminal and send them to graduate school, which is what the prison is. So we need to restore to the judges the ability to give sentences that vary in length depending on the case they're dealing with. We need to get rid of the idea of punishment, and we need to think about a society without prisons. Ultimately, we really have to recognize that prisons are a pretty pathetic way for any society to function. Some things we don't have an answer for. Serial killings, for example, or serial rape. We don't know why people do this. We know they have to be put away for a while, for indefinitely. I mean, there's no way to let a serial killer out. And so that you'd have some very small prison population. But you know, most people who commit a murder have only one murder in them in their whole life. They kill their wife or their husband, or they kill a child and they're depressed after a birth. It's a terrible, terrible thing. But most people have only one murder. They're never going to do another one. And we should distinguish between that person and someone who is a serial killer, or who kills for hire, or who's a psychopath. The killings that just occurred in New York, where we had a number of young people, I think five were murdered in the basement of a fast food place by two guys. Yes, those guys should be in jail for a long time because something went wrong. But executing them won't help. And prisons as a whole are not a good way to deal with crime. They're an uncivilized way. They're an attempt to exact vengeance. I wish Americans who profess to believe in the Bible would pay more attention to the Bible, because there's a phrase in the Old Testament which says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." And that means it's not something for society to try to determine. And we need to leave that to someone's, it's not something we're not allowed to exact vengeance. We're allowed to make society safer. I have a right to walk down the street without being mugged. And I've been mugged in New York, so I'm not exempt from what happens. But locking people up automatically, or in California, the three strikes and you're out framework, is so horrifying, not just to me, but to the professionals who deal with crime, are horrified that the right wing has driven this country to such an extent that we now want to lock up everybody for any infraction. We have the largest prison population in the world.